This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Baruch Habayim. Parshas Vayishlach. Welcome everybody. Tonight's shiur, Parshas Vayishlach, is sponsored by our good friend Rav Yoeli Goldstein, Rav Shlema Ari Tzvi Ben Liba Slava, and Yusuf Tzvi Ben Echa. The Rav Hashem should send them Rav Shlema, B'sach Shachal Yisrael. So we have some important news. We've mentioned many times, but in case someone didn't check it out yet, the shiurim are available on Torah Anytime, and they're available now on podcast and on Shas Illuminated. Also, all the shiurim are now accessible on the brand new website called rabbidg.com. This way you don't have to know how to spell my first name, you don't have to know how to spell my last name. Rabbi, everybody knows how to spell. And you know, rabbidg@rabbidg.com.
What is a podcast? What does that mean?
That's beyond the scope of this particular shiur. Okay, so we have very interesting information tonight, somewhat piggybacking on what we learned last week. And let's begin as follows. In the Torah Kedosha, it is recorded only one confrontation between Yosef HaTzadik and Esav HaRasha. And that is in this week's parsha, where Esav is coming with his 400 men, and Yaakov splits up his camp into two machanois, and the first camp that encounters Yaakov Avinu is the Shvachois, V'yaldehen, Bilhah and Zilpah and their children. And then Leah and her children. V'achar kach nigash Yosef V'Rachel. Right, the pasuk says Vatigash Gamleya V'Leah V'Yishtachavu. V'achar nigash Yosef V'Rachel V'Yishtachavu. And Rashi is bothered that why is the order switched by Rachel? It should say V'achar kach nigash Rachel V'Yosef. It says first Bilhah, then her children. Zilpah, then her children. Yeah, and it says Leah and her children. So it should say Yosef. It should say Rachel and then Yosef. Says Rashi. Bekulon ha'imahis nigashes of ne'abanim. By all of them, the mothers came before the children. Avel b'Rachel, but by Rachel, Yosef nigash afanei. Yosef came first. Omar, imi yifas tayar. My mother is beautiful. Shema yitla ba'in avoysay Rasha. Maybe this Rasha will hinge his eyes on her. By the way, Reb Rafal, this is another raya that Sefer Bereishis is about Re'iyah, right? So here, Yosef was afraid that Esav would look at her. Emoid kenegda, I'm going to stand opposite her. V'akavenu milastakva, I'm not going to let him lay his eyes on her. Mikan zocha Yosef lebrach lebirchas alei ayin. For this reason, Yosef was zocha to the bracha that he is above the eye. As the Gemara says in Brachas, if somebody is worried about Ayin Hara, they should say, Anar Mizara de Yosef Ka'asina. I come from the descendants of Yosef. So from here, Yosef was Zoicha to be above and beyond the eye. So to me, I think it's very important and very telling that there's only one encounter in the whole Chumash between Yosef and Esav. And that encounter is Esav was going to gaze at Rachel, and Yosef protects her. And I think this is very meaningful. As we know, Chazal tell us, Yosef is sitnoi shal Esav. Yosef is the adversary of Esav. Yosef is the antidote for Esav. Excuse me the expression. Yosef is the kryptonite of Esav. Yosef is the destroyer. Yosef is able to defeat Esav. In fact, we know that after the whole reason Yaakov Avinu went to Lavan is to marry Rachel, is to have Yosef. We have in last week's parsha, Vayihi Kasha number 3, Kasha Yolda Rachel es Yosef, when Rachel gave birth to Yosef. Oh, so Yaakov said it's time to go back. Not when Reuven was born, not when Shimon was born, not when Levi was born. When Yosef was born, Yaakov said, now I could face Esav. Says Rashi, from the time that the adversary of Esav was born, that's when Yaakov Avinu had bitachon that he could return. Says Rashi, that's what the pasuk says in Oivadya. V'hoya beis Yaakov Esh, the house of Jacob is fire. Ubeis Yosef Lehava, the house of Joseph is a flame. Ubeis Esav Lekash, Esav is straw. Fire without a flame can't go anywhere. Now Yaakov is a burning fire, but he cannot consume Yosef. Yosef is the flame. So now that Yosef's around, he could take the power of Yaakov and obliterate and destroy Esav. In fact, Rashi in the beginning of next week's parsha, in parentheses, brings, okay, for the Hoover vacuum cleaner. Who wants to answer the following question? Yeah? How does Parshas Vayishlach end off? What does it talk about at the end of Vayishlach? The end of how does it end off in Parshas Vayishlach? It talks about the Alufei Esav. This chieftain, that chieftain, this governor of Esav, the Alufei Esav, yeah? And how does Vayeshev begin? Eila toldos Yaakov Yosef, yeah? So Rashi brings, what's the connection between Yosef and the Alufei Esav? So it says Rashi that Yaakov heard all these Alufim of Esav. This guy, Nachash, Zarach, Korach, all these chever from Esav. Yaakov was afraid, who could ever defeat all of these chieftains of Esav? So Hashem said, what are you talking about? All Esav is it's a bunch of straw. You're a fire. Once you have Yosef, one spark from Yaakov could go out through Yosef and burn down the whole Esav. That's what it means. V'haya beis Yaakov ish, v'beis Yosef lahava, v'esav lakash. In other words, that's the juxtaposition of the end of Vayishlach and the beginning of Vayeshev. The end of Vayishlach, all the chieftains of Esav, Elufei Esav, Zarach, Korach, Nachas, but don't worry, one little Yosef's going to burn them all down. That's what Rashi says the mashal is. You have a camel laden with flax, and he enters the store, so he enters the store, just going to have to thank you, and the storekeeper says, how am I going to survive all this flax? So there's a guy there on a bellows, a blacksmith. So he said, well, what do you worry about? One little spark will come out of your bellows and burn down all of the flax. So too, you think Esav is so scary, this chieftain, that general, one little spark will come out of Joseph and he'll burn it all down. As the Pasuk says in this week's Haftarah, V'hayav es Yaakov eish, uves Yosef lehava, uves Esav lekash, v'dalaku vahem v'achalom, they'll just kindle it and they'll burn them all down. In fact, I remembered there's an amazing perush of a Rishon named Rabbi Yisrael Iserlin. Anyone know who's Rabbi Yisrael Iserlin? The Mahari, the Trumas Hadashin. The Baal Trumas Hadashin wrote a perush on Chumash. And there's a very difficult pasuk in the end of Vayigash. When Yaakov was told that Yosef was still alive, so what did Yaakov say? Vayoymer Yisrael Rav, oid Yosef b'ni choy, elachavi arenu, b'terem amos. Yisrael said, oh, Yosef's still alive, let me go and see him before I die. Please look at number 7. Who wants to tell me? For the refrigerator, this is the refrigerator, yeah? The GE refrigerator. Which word in this pasuk is extra? Vayoymer Yisrael, Rav oid Yosef b'ni choy, elcha v'yareno b'terem amos.
Oid.
We need oid. Oid Yosef b'ni choy. Yosef is still alive.
Elcha v'yareno, what are those two?
Rav. Rav. Who's he talking to? There's a Rav over here. There's no Rav in this pasuk. Who's the Rav? Vayoymer Yisrael. Rav. He met a Rav.
Rav.
Who's Rav? Rav the Amora came down to Mitzrayim. He came to it. Who's Rav? So Rashi is Madche. Vayomer Yisrael. Rav, there's still a lot more left in life. Why? Oid Yosef ben Ichai. Listen to an amazing Shuma Sadashan. Biure Mahari. That's how you find it in Oitzra Chachma. It could be, if you would get it in a store, it would be called Chidushei Mahari or a Trumas Hadashen. Biurei Mahari, that's what it is. Oid Yosef Chai? I don't know. I think it's a biography on Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld in Hebrew. Oid Yosef Chai.
What's the Pasha Pshat of Rav?
Rav, Rashi says, Rav, there's still a lot more left out of life.
What's the Pasha Pshat of Rav?
Rav, there's a lot more left in life because Oid Yosef Ben Ichai. But it's like it's a stuffed in, it's a little bit, it's a difficult explanation. But listen to the Chumash Hadashin. Yosef is the adversary of Esav. When the report went out on the front page of Chves, the Mesopotamian Times, Jacob's favorite son got torn apart by a wild animal. Who was laying back in his hammock, so besimcha that Yosef was taroif taraf? Esav. Esav was mamash besimcha atzuma, that his adversary was killed. So Yaakov says, Vayomer Yisrael, Rav, who's the Rav? The Rav Yaavoid Tsair. The older brother will serve the younger brother. Esav is called the Rav. The only Rav in the Torah is Esav. Rav Yaavoid Tsair. So Yaakov says, Vayomer Yisrael, Rav, Esav, guess what? I have good news. Oy Yosef ben Ichai, you're dead meat, Esav. You thought you're going to be powerful now because your adversary is gone. No! Oy Yosef ben Ichai. Now, what we said over all the years from the Gron that Safra, in his commentary to Safra that Tznius'a, we said this many times. There's a shor and there's a chamar. There's an ox and a donkey. Who's the chamar? Yishmael. Yishmael is Shavulachem Payim HaChamar. And who overcomes Yishmael? David HaMelech. He's Ani V'Roichev Al Chamar. So David HaMelech takes us out of Golos Yishmael, and we said many times, Mashiach ben Yosef takes us out of Golos Edoim. Because Esav is called a par or a shar. And Bechar Shoiroi Hadarloi, and Esav is also a Parim Abirim. So the Medrash, what we said over all the years, that Mashiach ben Yosef, who is the shar, will take us out of the Golos of the shar. And Mashiach ben David, who's the Chamar, will take us out of the Golos of the Chamar. The Medrash says very clearly. Look at number 9. Yosef is Keneged Malchus Edoim. How is that? Zebal Karnayim v'Zebal Karnayim. They're both horned animals. Yosef is Bechar Shoiroi, and Esav is compared in Daniel to an animal with a keren on its head. Yosef was separated from an erva, and Esav clung to an erva. Now listen carefully. Yosef was chas on the covet of his father, and Esav was mevaze his father. Now, how do we understand that? We learned last week that Esav was the quintessential mechabed avim. So how could the Medrash say that Yosef was mechabed his father and Esav was mevaze the father? About Esav it says, v'lo yare Elohim Amalek. What does it say about Yosef? Esho Elohim ani yare. Who's going to fall into whose hand? Says the Medrash, Esav will fall into the hands of Mashiach ben Yosef. Says the Medrash, Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Mesoyresi, we have a tradition. Ein Esav noifel ela biyad boneho shel Rachel. Esav can only fall into the hands of the children of Rachel. That's what it says in the Navi Yirmiyah, that Esav Edom will be dragged away by the youngest of the sheep. Namely, the youngest of the sheep is a reference to the youngest of the Shvatim, Yosef. Because Yosef is called what? Ben Zakunim. That's why this week's Haftarah, right, is Oivadya, about the downfall of Edom, because it's talking about Esav, yeah. Right? Chazoin Oivadya.
Isn't Binyamin the youngest of the Shvatim?
Good question. So the answer we're going to get to. Okay? So even though last week I dismissed what you were saying, but I'm going to come back to it this week. It doesn't mean, if I dismiss it, it doesn't mean I don't agree with it. It just means, you know, for the either the entertainment value of the shir or the flow of the shir, we have to wait for a different occasion. But it's always a davar chashav. Okay.
The lashon of the medrash is not that he wasn't a tavi.
He's mevaza, right?
In other words, he didn't say he didn't.
Mechabed.
Right.
But he disgraced him, which in a way is much worse, right?
Maybe mavus, you know.
Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to explain this. Okay, now, Rabbi, so let's come back to the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah, Pei Dalid, Oiz Dalid, brings sort of what Rashi brings in the beginning of next week's Parsha, the story about there was a group of dogs and who there was someone who was afraid of, and that's comparable to Yaakov being afraid of Esav. And the Medrash brings that this is comparable to somebody who had bundles and bundles of thorns, and they didn't know what to do with it. So a guy, a blacksmith on the bellows, was told, don't be so scared of the thorns. One little spark from your bellows will go out, and it could burn down all the thorns. So too, one spark of Yosef will come and destroy all of Esav. Now listen to this. Kach amru chachamim. Eile toldois Yaakov. All of the toldois of Yaakov, think about it, was Yosef. Everything that Yaakov ever accomplished, all boiled down to Yosef. Yaakov only went to get married, to marry Rachel, to have who? To have Yosef. As soon as Yosef's born, okay, now we could go face Esav. Oh, Vayikasha Yoda Rachel's Yosef. Once the Sitnoi Shel Esav was born, Yaakov said, I could face Esav. Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim. Why do we go down to Mitzrayim? To look for Yosef. Who supported Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Yosef. Why did the Yam split? What did the Yam see? Aroinoi Shel Yosef. The pasuk says, "Ra'ucha mayim alekim, ra'ucha mayim yachilu, nasan tohaim koylai, ga'alta bezroya amcha bnei Yaakov v'yosef sela." Even the yardin, the meter split, only because of Yosef. Everything Klal Yisrael has is because of Yosef.
So how come only three called avot and seven not out, even though it is given a status of avot?
The what? The what?
Yosef is only three called avot, right? Avon from Yaakov, the other three that can be avot. So Yosef is given.
So Gabi's asking, but only three people are called. Ain Kroyan Avos Ela Shleisha. But Gabriel's remembering a shir we gave in the old shul like 9 years ago, that the pasuk says in Tehillim, Bnei Yaakov Yosef Sela, and the Gemara says everyone comes from Yosef. Ana Mizarana de Yosef Kaasina. So they're different perushim, either because Yosef supported everybody, so he's our patron. Or because really Yosef was in Leah's womb, so he's considered Bnei Rachel and Bnei Yosef.
He's not a Shevet, he had Shvatim.
He had Shvatim, so he's an Av.
He's not a Shevet Yosef, a Shevet Menashe Ephraim. He's a Shevet.
Right. So Rav Huttner says he was both an Av and a Ben. He's in Bereishis as an Av, and he's in Shemois as a Ben. He has a both status. He's the bridge between the Avos and the Ben. Okay.
He was in Leah's womb.
What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like scientifically? Like.
No.
Physically?
It's scientific.
Yaakov was Mazria, Leah, and Leah conceived a gentleman by the name of Joseph, Yosef. And Leah said, what's going to be? I have seven boys. Rachel is going to be a nobody. So they did the first in utero transplant. And Dino was taken out of Rachel's womb. And Yosef was taken out of Leah's womb. Don't try that at home. That's what the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says.
What?
From credible sources. That's the Medrash. The Medrash says. But we'll talk about it on a different occasion. What we want to talk about tonight, and what interested me, is how is that exactly Yosef the antidote to Esav? How is Yosef the antidote to Esav? What is it about Yosef that's able to defeat Esav? So, one thing we learned last week, what is it about Esav that, what is Esav's primary merit? What is the greatness of Esav? A merit that we said last week still stands up for them until the end of days, and Rav Aaron Leib Steinman said that ad hayoim hazeh, people are given maybe extra opportunities of kibbet avaim, because we have to counteract the zechus of Esav. So, what is the zechus of Esav? We just said, kibbut avaim. Nobody honored his father like Esav. However, there was somebody who did honor their father like Esav, and that individual was Yosef HaTzadik. I want to share with you an amazing Sefer Hasidim. Take a look at number 20. Sefer Hasidim has a very good question. I remember last week we talked about mi amar el mi. Remember we talked about third grade Torah Tumima, Tzvi Adler. Yeah, remember we mentioned that mi amar el mi. Who said to who? Vayomer Esav, hine anochi holech lamos v'lamazel li b'chayra. Yeah, Esav said, "I'm going to die. What do I need the b'chayra for?" Who said to who that? I'll tell you the truth. I would have said before I saw the Sefer Chasidim or Rishain, Esav said to Yaakov, what do I need this for? I'm going to die anyway. Here, take it. Yes. Sefer Chasidim says no. Vayomer Esav, hinei anochi lahoylech lamos. Mi amar el mi? Esav amar beliboy. Esav thought. He thought it. Esav, what do I need this for? I'm going to die. Frekta Sefer Chasidim, why does the Torah need to record for posterity the contaminated thoughts of Esav? Ira, you need to know what Esav is thinking. I need to know what that red guy is thinking. What do I need to? What do I need to go with what? Huh? The Sefer Chasidim learns that he said it to himself. Like even though in Tanakh he would usually say Vayomer Haman Beliboy Elami, there it says Beliboy. Here it says Vayomer. So you would have thought he said it to Yaakov. That's what I thought. But the Sefer Chasidim learns that he said it to himself, and he wants to know why do we need to say this? And this question is recorded by none other than Reb Chaim Falaji. By the way, I just want to point out, the Sefer Chasidim doesn't say clearly that this is what Esav was thinking. It could be, why do I need to know what Esav said to Yaakov? But when Reb Chaim Falaji quotes it, he said, why do I need to know what Esav is thinking in his heart? And the Sefer Chasidim says, very important. Actually, the Sefer Chasidim does say, this is what Esav was thinking. You know why? The Torah is saying this for a very important reason. Because you might wonder, why did God make the descendants of Esav so powerful? What zuchus do the descendants of Esav have that until 2020, they're still powerful? You know why? The zuchus is the zuchus of the Kibbutz Avayim of Esav. Where do we see that Esav honored his father? What did Esav mean, I'm going to die? Why was he going to die? Because he went hunting. What was he hunting for? He was hunting for his dad. Esav wore a stram. I mean, Yitzchak wore a stramel. Where'd he get it from? Bingo? They didn't have bingo back then. He got a stramel. Esav caught a beaver for him. He caught a mink for him. Esav was going hunting. It's very dangerous. Esav got him food. When Esav said, "I'm going to die," he meant, "I am moiser nefesh daily to bring food and clothing to my tata." And the reason why the Torah records this, so that you understand why Esav is so powerful, it's because he risked his life to honor his father. And who learned from him that for Kibbutz Av, you should risk being Moiser Nefesh? Yosef. When was Yosef Moiser Nefesh to honor his father? When his father said, "Where are your brothers? Why don't you go see where they are?" And Rashi says, he knew the brothers hated him. He knew the brothers might kill him. But Yosef said, "I'm going to risk my life to fulfill the will of my tata." From where did Yosef learn you should be mechabed your father and mother at the risk of death? From Esav. Therefore, Yosef said, the Sefer Chasidim says, Esav always goes l'makom sakana to trap for tata, and my tata sent me to see the welfare of my father, of my brothers. The reason the Torah wrote this is to be mezarez us in the midst of Kibbutz Avayim. So says Reb Chaim Falaji, from here we learn that the koyach of Esav was Kibbutz Av. But he says, I want to use this to explain why Esav was the adversary of Esav. Because since why Yosef was the adversary of Esav, why he was sitting on Shal Esav, because since the whole koyach of Esav is Kibbutz Av, and even though, says Reb Chaim Falaji, Avada and Avada, all the brothers were mechabed their father. It's brought in the Medrash in Parshas Nasai. But their kavod was they gave them to eat, they gave them to drink, he gave them clothing, but nobody was meiser nefesh to honor their parent the way Yosef was. Where did Yosef learn it? He learned it from Esav. So therefore Yosef is the adversary of Esav. Now watch this. What? How did Yosef know what Esav was thinking? Esav was thinking this, but L'chair, it was well known that Esav always endangered. He was his uncle. It was family legend. Where's Esav? He's in the Sahara Desert. He's endangering his life to bring some food to his father. Now,
Yosef was away many years, just like Yaakov was away for.
Yeah, true, but. At least before then, you're going to see something amazing. I never knew this. The Medrash says, please take a look in number 21. The Medrash says in the beginning of Shemais that the names of all the Shvatim correspond to the redemption from Egypt. Reuven, Ra'isi Asani Ami. Shimon, God heard our outcry. Levi, God connected to us at our Tzora at the Sne. Yehuda, that we thanked Hashem in Mitzrayim. Yisachar, Hashem rewarded us for the Bizas Mitzrayim. Zevulon, Hashem gave us the Shechina when He took us out of Mitzrayim. Except for one name that has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, it only has to do with the Geula. Whose name is connected to the Geula? Yes. Says the Medrash Yosef. Yosef, al shem sha'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God is destined, lo'hoisif eligos yisom mimalchus harsha, to once again redeem the Jewish people from the wicked Malchus. Who's that? Where do we see that Yosef means the Gula Asida? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'hoya bayemahu, Yosef Hashem sheinis yada, God will again redeem us. Reuven is Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shimon Yetzias Mitzrayim, Levi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zebulun Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yosef, Yosef Hashem Shenis Yadai the Gula Hasida. I don't understand. Yosef is the one who got us out of Egypt. He's the one who split the sea. No, his name has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's the only Shevet that's going to redeem us in the end of days. Why is Yosef the Shevet connected to the Gula? Says Reb Chaim Falaji in the Sefer Chalkam Bachaim in the end of number 12. We were redeemed from Egypt. But afterwards, in the end of days, we're in Golos Edom. Golos Edom is fueled by what merit? Kibud Av V'Em. So who's going to counteract the merit of Yosef, of Esav in the end of days? Yosef. So therefore, Yosef's name is not attributed to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yosef's name is attributed to the final Geula, who's going to take us out of Golos Edom. This is why Yosef is specifically Keneged Sidnoi Shel Esav. Now watch this. Says Reb Chaim Falaji later on in the Sefer, what I just said is in his first drush in the Sefer Chalka Machayim, and this he says in Drush Lamed Beis. He said, wait a second. What was the godless of Esav's Kibud Av V'Em? In other words, where did Esav demonstrate incredible Kibud Av V'Em in the way he served his father? Do you remember? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, I don't even come to the hundredth of Esav's Kibud Av V'Em. What did Esav do that nobody else did? Even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel didn't do what? Ah, Nissen said he wore a tuxedo. He had special begadim that he served his father. The Medrash says that one should try to have nice begadim to serve their parents. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, I don't even come to a hundredth of Esav's Kibud Av V'Em, because Esav put on special begadim to serve his father, and I take off my nice begadim when I have to get down and dirty to serve my father. However, there is one other individual who, out of his great admiration for his father, he also put on special begadim to serve his father. So that Reb Chaim Falaji quotes his Rebbe, another, Reb Chaim Falaji lived where, which country?
Turkey.
There is another a great Rav who lived in Turkey. His name was Reb Eliezer Ha'itamri. What? Reb Elezer Ho'itamri, namely, the Baal, Reb Eliyahu Ho'itamri, the Baal Shevet Musar. There he wrote Medrash Talpiyos, and he has an incredible pshat in Yosef's Kibud Av V'Em, because he asks like this. You know, the Pasuk says that V'Yisrael Ohav Es Yosef Mikol Banav. Why? No?
He brought him food.
Ki ben zekunim hulai. The Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol banav. Ki ben zekunim hulai. The asoloi kesoines pasim. Now watch this. Yaakov loved Yosef the most. Why? Because Yosef was his ben zekunim. But all the Rishonim ask, Yosef was not the ben zekunim of Yaakov. Binyamin's the ben zekunim of Yaakov. Binyamin's younger than Yosef. Yeah, but Binyamin was a little baby. Yosef was servicing his father. So Yisrael ohav es Yosef because ki ben zekunim, he was serving his father. So Yosef saw, I'm beloved by my father because I do Kibud Av V'Em, but I have a chance now to be the adversary of Esav. But Esav served his father with special begadim. Ve'asa loy ksoines pasim. Yosef made for himself the ksoines pasim. Yaakov didn't make for him the ksoines pasim. Yosef made special begadim to wear when he would serve his father to be able to combat and match the kibud avim of Esav. Or, Rav Elazar HaTamri says, or Yaakov gave it to him because he wanted Yosef to be able to have that special zechus to honor his father with a special begadim as Esav did. So we see...
Nobody else says that.
Nobody else did that. What?
Nobody else says that he made it for himself.
But it's a good thing he did, otherwise I wouldn't have a good shiur. But now that he said it, this is a very big chiddush. The also like ksoines pasim. Why? Why did he make ksoines pasim? Because he wanted to be the adversary of Esav, to be mechabit his father. According, that's one shot he brings, that he made the ksoines pasim for himself, or Yaakov made it for him so that Yosef should have the opportunity to be able to serve him on a higher madrega even than Yaakov Avinu, even than Yosef.
Doesn't David come from Yehuda?
He does.
So the Gula comes from Yehuda. She had Ben David.
Yeah, but the Zuchus, to be the adversary to get us out of Golos Edom, will be the Mashiach. In other words, David comes from Yehuda, but David's only taking us out of Golos Yishmael. But we're not in America, we're not in Golos Yishmael right now. We're in Golos Edom. So who's going to take us out of Golos Edom? Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, the Chaim Falaji says that if you look in Parshas Vayechi, it's interesting. Yaakov gives Yosef six brachos. Why? He gives him six brachos. He says, Meikel avicha v'yazreka, one. Ve'eish sha'akai v'yivarchecha, two. Berach ha'shamayim e'ol, three. Berach ha'zamrezach, the four. Berach ha'shadayim v'racham, five. Berach ha'savicha gavra berach ha'shayrai. Why six brachos? Because Yosef fulfilled all the six types of kibud avim mentioned in Kedushin. What are they, Rabbi Isai? Machil, you feed your father. Mashke, you give him to drink. Malbish, you clothe. Mechasa, you cover. Machnas, you bring them in. Moitzi, you take them out. These six types of kavod are mentioned in the Gemara Kedushin, and connected those six kibudim, Yosef was zoicha to these six brachas. In fact, the Ion Yaakov asks, but there are more than six. The Gemara says, let's say like this. Let's say someone's going to fulfill your request. Or let's say you heard something and you could attribute it to yourself or attribute it to your father, you should attribute it to your father. So the Ion Yaakov says, that's another kind of honor you could offer your father. And the Ion Yaakov says, yeah, but that's a kavod shaloi befanav. Befanav, it's food, drink, clothing, cover, take in and take out. So Yosef was able to match the kibud avim of Esav. How? Because he also wore special begadim when he honored his father. This is what it means that Avi Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol banav. Yaakov loved Yosef from all his children. Why? Ki ben zekunim ulai, because he was serving him, and because he was serving him, therefore either Yosef made for himself or Yaakov made for him the ksoines pasim. Now, however, the Medrash said that Esav was mevaza his father, and Yaakov and Yosef was mechabed. Where was Esav ever mevaza his father? So interesting. The one thing Esav always said is, "Yikrevu yemei evel avi, ve'ahargas Yaakov." I can't wait until Papa dies, then I'll kill my brother. Now, is that covered to your father? He was mechabit him befanav, but he was not mechabit him shaloi befanav. In fact, there's a halacha that whenever you could speed up the kavura of a mess, you should do so. It's a kavod hames, except for of a father and mother. The Gemara says, you don't speed up the kavura of a parent. Why? So the Gemara says the reason is because you should be marach in their hesped. However, says Reb Chaim Falaji, there's another reason. Because once the parent is not here, you don't have the opportunity anymore to be mechabed them. And the Gemara brings instances where Amaram cried when they no longer had the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. So since when the parent is in the Olam HaEmes, you lose the ability to be mechabed them b'chayav, although there's still a mitzvah of mechabdam b'moysam. You don't want to speed up their kfura, you want to delay it to indicate that you're so sorry, you no longer have the opportunity to be mechabed them anymore. So therefore, even though Esav was mechabed b'chayav, there's no way, if Esav is saying, oh, yikruvu yimei evel avi v'hargas Yaakov. Now, he didn't want to kill Yaakov when his father was still alive. He didn't want to be Mitzara's father. But he did say, I can't wait until Tata dies so that I could kill Yaakov. In fact, there's an amazing medrash. Yitzchak went, Esav went to Yishmael. I never knew this. And he said, Yishmael, go kill Yitzchak.
Doesn't this override?
Esav hired a hitman to kill Yitzchak. Who's that? Yishmael.
Doesn't this override all the kavod that we're attributing to Esav?
So even though Esav was a big mechabed av, but he was also mevaza his father.
This should override all that.
So on the one hand, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekaper schar kol beria. There's no schar that Rav Moshe withholds. He fed him. He gave him to drink. But there's a big. There's a big pigam in Kibbut Avayim, and that is, he was only mechavid him b'chayav, he was not mechavid him b'misasai. In fact, Rav Chaim Falaji wrote another sefer called Berchas Mayadecha L'Chaim, and he also tries to explain why Yosef is the adversary of Esav, and he goes on to say that Yosef's Kibbut Avayim was much more genuine, was much more l'shem shamayim. It was besimcha. It was bezrizos. And Esav sometimes slipped, and he told his father, he said, "Yok, get up!" Right, like he would say, "Kumna, Yok, kumavi, get up!" And Yaakov spoke very softly. Yaakov said, "Kumna." And even though Esav at times did speak with more courtesy, but nevertheless, there was a pagam in the Kibbut Avayim of Esav HaRasha.
Didn't Esav send his son to kill Yaakov?
Esav sent his son,
Eliphaz.
So all of this, Rabbi Isai, is indicative that there's a pagam. Now, let's set this straight, and then I want to tell you two literally matanos min hashamayim. These are unbelievable. At least, if you're not going to say so, I'm going to say so. I think they're mamish matanos from heaven. So like this, how is Yosef the adversary of Esav? Esav's big zechus is Kibbut Avayim, and Yosef was able to match it. How? He was Moser Nefesh to listen to his father and go seek out the welfare of his brothers. He put on special begadim, either the ksenas pasim that his father made or he made it himself. And furthermore, his Kibbut Avayim was bezrizus, besimcha, and Esav sometimes demonstrated a lack thereof. In fact, Rav Chaim Falaji says, we know that when Shem covered up his father's erva, he was rewarded with what? Talis, tzitzis. And when Yefes covered his father, he was rewarded with burial. Why the difference in the reward? So Rav Chaim Falaji says, because Shem did it l'shem shamayim. He did it for the right reasons. And therefore, it was genuine kibbut avayim. And therefore, he was zoicha ta'arichas yomim, as the Gemara says in Menachos, someone who's loivesh talis is marach yomim. Yefes didn't do it l'shem shamayim, and therefore he was not rewarded with long life, he was just rewarded with burial. Marv Rabbeisai, I want to suggest as follows. Who was zoicha to have and to bring about the downfall of Esav, the destruction of Esav? Who brought Yosef into the world? Rachel. Why was Rachel Zoicha? After all, the Medrash says, we have a Messiah, Esav will only fall into the hands of Bnei Rachel. Right? Let's read that Medrash again. The Medrash says, Messiah's Hibiyadenu, She'esav ein Esav Noifel el Abiyad Baneha Shal Rachel. Why did Rachel produce the adversary of Esav? I'm going to share with you a simple Rashi and a very beautiful thought. Leah, raise your hand if you're related to Leah.
Me,
yeah,
I'm related.
Okay, Leah's your great grandma. What did Leah, and it's your wife's name? Okay. What did Leah look like? We don't know, but her eyes were very tender. She was always crying. Rachel was beautiful. Why is Leah always crying? Because her whole life she's the oldest, and Rachel's the youngest. And everybody said in seminary, Yitzchak has two sons, and Rivka has two daughters, Lavan has two daughters, and the old Leah is going to marry Esav, and Yaakov's going to marry Rachel. They already pegged it by senior year, by graduation. They called her up to get the diploma, and they said, by the way, Leah, get ready for the red guy, and Rachel, you know, get ready for the Ishtam Yoshevayel. So I have a question for you. That means Rachel knew Leah was going to marry Esav. If Leah's crying her heart out, Rachel probably knew Leah was going to end up marrying Esav. I have a question for you. That fateful night when Leah told Rachel, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Dad wants me to marry Yaakov. And Rachel gave the simanim. So now Rachel's thinking to herself, Leah's now going to marry Yaakov. Don't you think it crossed Rachel's mind? Now she's going to marry Esav? You don't think so? So who says? Rachel says so. Because when Rachel had Yosef, why did she name him Yosef? Rashi says, he was an Orthodox rabbi, number 19. Rashi says, Vatahar vatilat bein, vatoimer, osaf elikim ischar posi, God gathered in my shame. Why? First of all, I was an akara, so I was shamed, I was embarrassed. You say about me that on the wedding invitation it's going to say the hairy red guy is going to marry Rachel now. So wait a second. When Leah married Yaakov, Rachel was destined to marry Esav. You don't think that when she gave the simanim to Leah, she knew what she was doing to herself? She knew. She was saving her sister from embarrassment, and she was falling into the lot, into the chelek, to the goyrol of Esav. In other words, she wasn't just giving up Yaakov to and save her sister from embarrassment. She was literally going to be the property of Esav HaRasha. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says, when you're mevater, you never lose out. Not only are you not going to fall into the hands of Esav, I will bless you, I'll give you the merit, that from you, you will be zoicha to have Yosef, who is Sitnai shall Esav, who will destroy Esav. That's why we like to suggest Rachel was rewarded that Yosef came from her. Because since she gave up, not just the Simonim, she gave up marrying Yaakov, but now she is L'chayra going to fall into the chelek of Esav HaRasha. Ribbono Shel Olam says, when you're Mevater in this world, not only do you not lose, not only will you not marry Esav, not only will you marry Yaakov, you will be the one to produce Sitnai shall Esav. Now, watch this. I want to suggest one more thing.
Why doesn't she get to be married with Yaakov?
She got good real estate, Rachel. She got nice people visit her. You know?
Not as much as the Marsala.
Rachel, Emmanuel, yard site is a big day, you know?
More people go
to Marsala.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Marv Raboisai, I would humbly suggest. There's one more major deficiency in the Kibbutz Avayim of Esav that Yosef excelled in. Again, Yosef is the antidote to Esav. And it would seem to me that if the two of them ever met, that meeting would have to demonstrate the superiority of Yosef over Esav. You know what the main pagam, I would say, in the Kibbutz Avayim of Esav over Esav was? What this tzaddik said last week. Esav, he's a very big mechabed, his father, but could not care less about his mother. He was not mechabed his mother. He brought these daughter-in-laws in the house who were Oved Avodah Zarah. He didn't listen to his mother. In fact, I just saw after the shir went to print, and I added it in the Sefer Rap Duni Batapuchim of the brother Rabash Arieli, Rav Shoyma Arieli. He brings from the Arizal that Yaakov could only be mekabel the brachos by being moiser nefesh, right? Yaakov risked his life to be an imposter. He said, "Ulai yisibe enov kimisatea." He's going to curse me. He risked his life to be an imposter, The only way for him to get the brachos is to honor his mother, to listen to his mother. Because since Yosef's great zechus was kibud av, the only way for Yaakov to overcome that is to be moiser nefesh for kibud aim. And that's how Yaakov got the brachos. That's why Rivka says, right? Whatever Rivka says to Yaakov, Shema b'koili, listen to my Ruach HaKodesh. If you listen to me, you're going to one-up Esav, because Esav is a great Mechabed Av. The only way to overcome him is if you're Mechabed Aim. And that's in fact how Yaakov got the brachas over Esav. So we would like to suggest that while Esav was a great Mechabed Av, the big pagam in his Kibbut Av was his lack of Kibbut Aim. On the other hand, there is no one who put it all on the line to honor his mother more than Yosef HaTzadik. Say, where did Yosef honor his mother at great risk and put it all on the line for the sake of his mother? You know when he did it? In the one encounter that Esav has with Yosef. Because as Esav is coming, so who goes first? First Bilhah and her children, Zilpah and her children, Leah and her children. But Yosef said, "Imi yifas tayari. My mother's very beautiful. Maybe Esav's going to look at her, especially Esav thought he was going to eventually marry her. Yosef, you don't think Yosef knew he was Sidnoi Shel Esav? Yaakov knew. Yaakov only went to face him when he was born. Yosef understood he is the Sidnoi Shel Esav. Yosef knew, Rav, Oid, Yosef ben Ichai. Yosef, that's why he served his father with the Ksoinus Pasim. Why did Yosef wear the Ksoinus Pasim? Because he knew the great strength of Esav came from Kibbut Av in special Begadim. That's why Yosef made Ksoinus Pasim according to the Shevet Musar. And Yosef also knew that the deficiency in Esav's Kibbut Av was his lack of Kibbut Aim. And therefore, in the one encounter between Esav and Yosef, Yosef demonstrates why, in fact, he is Sitnoi Shel Esav. Yosef said, you may risk your life for Kibbut Av only. Look how I treat my mother. I'm not even going to let you look at her. I'm not going to let you lay your eyes on her. I'm going to put it all out there. I'm going to risk my life to protect not only my father, but my mother as well. So Yosef demonstrates his superiority in Kibbud, because he wasn't only Mechabed Av, he was also Mechabed Im, and that was the lacking of Esav. So again, we're suggesting that the reason why Rachel was Zoicha to have Sitnoi Shel Esav is because she gave it all up because she thought she was going to fall Begoyrola Shel Esav, and the Baruch Hashem says, you worry not. Not only are you not going to fall Begoyrola, you're going to be the matriarch of Sitnoi Shel Esav. And furthermore, Yosef HaTzadik, in his one encounter, if you want to know, where do we see in the Chumash, Yosef is Sitnoi Shel Esav, there's one encounter. And Yosef stands tall, and he extends himself. And he says, maybe you're the one who said, Hine Anochi Hoylech Lamos, maybe you risked your life for your father. However, not only did I risk my life when my father said, go see where the brothers are, I also risked my life to protect my mother. And this is the, so to speak, the one snapshot of Yosef and Esav in the Torah. And Yosef demonstrates that, in fact, V'hoya beis Yaakov eish, u'beis Yosef lahava, v'esav lakash. So we should be zoicha that we see what we need to do to overcome the force of Esav ba'achres hayomim, and the Baruch Hashem should give us the opportunity to follow in the ways of Yosef HaTzadik. Yeah.
We see that also in Esther and Aman, over there it also plays a role.
Yeah, sure, that's the... that's a Shiur Hayadua from, right, Rabbi Yonah Sanaibishitz, yeah. In fact, he says that's why Eino Neufel... Rabbi Yonah Sanaibishitz, by the way, for the record, says a little bit of a twist. I don't want to bring it in. If you want, you could check it out in the Sefer on Purim. But we said, Rabbi Yonah Sanaibishitz says, there's chus of Haman and Esav was kibbut av, right? The only way to overcome that is Esther, who didn't have a father and mother. Now, why does it have to be from the descendants of Rachel? Because the truth is, the Shvatim... Yosef, there was a lack in Esav's Kibbut Av, that he wanted to kill Yaakov. He sent Eliphaz to kill. What kind of Kibbut Av is that? On the other hand, the Shvatim also have a lack, They wanted to kill Yosef, so they cancel out. Only the B'nai Rachel didn't try to kill Yosef, so they have that. Okay, Rabbi Yosai, have a great night. Thank you so much. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.